I'm new to the stoop, and I signed up tonight, so it's a cool thing to do. So, like Sophia and Joey, I did a similar trip this summer. I decided to run across the country with a group of team. It was 30 of us. It was a relay, so I wasn't Forrest Gump. But the craziest story I had to share didn't involve a day of running. It actually was on our rest day. So a group of charity runners, we decided we want to give back even more, so we volunteered at an animal shelter, basically to play with the dogs for free. So we get there, and we get to pick this dog out to go play in the pool and throw fetch with him. His name is Scotty. I will never forget this dog. So we take him back after playing for like an hour or so. I go to the bathroom and I come out and I hear my teammate Jean say, "Sarah, is the gate open?" And I was like, "Oh shit." And all of a sudden you just see Scotty bolt out of his crate right through the door of the shelter, and like he's free. You could just see on his face that he is so excited to get out of there. And so they're all just standing there like, "Oh, the dog's gone." And I'm like, okay, so I just kick off my flip-flops and I start running after him. I have no clue how I think I can keep up with a German Shepherd dog, like fully grown, but I'm like, I'm going to do this barefoot. So we're in the middle of Nebraska. It's like 100 degrees outside, and I'm running on this sidewalk. My feet are on fire, and Scotty just thinks we're playing. So he runs. He's like 100 yards in front of me. Then he stops, and he just looks back at me like, "Are you gonna come?" And so I get close enough that I think I'm going to be able to grab him, and he bolts again and sprints. And I was like, "Oh, come on, Scotty." So I'm probably half a mile away from the shelter by now, and I'm still trying. And Scotty then decides to go onto, like, off the sidewalk. And so I'm like, well, maybe I'll be able to sneak around a tree and get him. So I decide to step. And as soon as I stepped, I just felt all of the thorns on my foot. I was like, Scotty. So he sees me. He's wagging his tail. He's just having a great old time. I'm in so much pain. And he then decides to sprint a little bit, and I see this mom. She's strolling along with her little kid in her stroller, and I yell after her, like probably a crazy, insane lady, and say, "Can you grab the dog?" So she's like looking at me, probably like I'm nuts. I have no feet, no shoes on. I'm like all crazy looking. And so she grabs him. I'm like, "Thank you so much. He's not even mine, but I just want to save him." And she's like, "Okay, here's your dog back." So I'm holding Scotty, and we're just slowly making our way, probably 3/4 mile back to the shelter, when my teammate Jean comes around the corner with my shoes, and I'm just like, "Here." I take my shoes, and I walk back to the van as she takes him inside, and I'm just sitting there like, okay, this would have been terrible. A group of charity runners decide to give back, and we lose a dog. So, like, kind of thankful, but also really annoyed that I decided to try to save this thing because I was in so much pain, like, taking out the splinters out of my feet. But it was all worth it because as soon as Jean and my teammates came outside, she's like, "Jen, Scotty's new family just came in to adopt him." So it was all worth it in the end.